So some other uses of cosmetics. So in the cosmetic industry, colloids are the, you know, inside this thing here, you've got a dispersion medium and you've got little particles dispersed into it. And the last thing you want is for your cosmetic to settle with time, so all the solids are sitting at the top and all of the liquids sitting at the bottom. Lots of food products, paints, inks, all of these things rely on having stable colloids. There are systems like videotape, photographic paper, where invariably using small particles dispersed in a dispersion medium where you're relying on high quality, stable dispersed system. Often we need to obtain materials using colloidal things. So I mentioned before creaming off materials where you're forming a dense aggregate that's widely used in the mineral industry, getting more oil out of oil-bearing rocks. This relies on understanding and correctly using colloidal properties. And we've already talked about water purification involving adding a bridging polymer. In the case of wines and beer, generally speaking, you want them moderately clear. The last thing you want them to be completely opaque, so getting rid of colloids, which is called fining, is quite a